Hello, my name is Will calling from FIU, that's Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, townhome, apartment, condo, or mobile home?
It's a single family home.
Single family home, okay. Do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay, thank you. Can you please tell me what year was your home built?
1958.
1958?
Yeah, 58.
Okay, thank you. Have you upgraded or made any modifications to your property?
Yes.
Such as roofing, impact windows, drainage upgrades, any of the above?
We did the roofing. Well,
we didn't upgrade
the roofing. We just added more. We have a pitch roof, and we added more foam to the top of it to make it.
Also, you did some structural upgrades?
I guess it's what you could call it structural.
Okay, thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of Florida since 1973.
So that's about 52 years?
Whatever it comes to.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storms, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Which one?
All of them. Not
all
five.
Of them?
Not
oh,
five. Five?
Not five?
No, not
okay.
Five.
Okay. Only tropical storm 1, 2, 3, and 4 hurricane, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell me if you remember the year or the name of it?
Well, we experienced Hurricane Andrew.
Andrew?
Okay. Yeah. And what was the other one that was really bad? It was really bad when we went
Mitch?
To... I don't know. It was about 2 years ago.
Katrina?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And
okay.
We did... We were Hurricane Irma.
Irma? Okay.
Yeah. And the house before I bought it went through Hurricane Donna.
Okay.
And then there
what about tropical storm?
I don't know the names of them, but yes.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Have you or any adults in your household lived in the home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to a home or relative, friend in another area, or you will make no preparations because your home is already prepared?
We would make some preparations because you always need to update. We might evacuate depending upon what the weather people say.
Okay.
We evacuated once before.
Okay.
And that was the only time that we've evacuated. And that was,
okay.
I think, the one that was pretty bad down in South Keys.
Okay. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or when your home or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Probably the last, but we would prepare. We're preparing already now by buying water and getting our propane tanks filled and stuff like that.
So you wouldn't prepare, okay, thank you. So you wouldn't prepare within the first 48 hours or first 36 hours?
hopefully we are prepared before that, and the only thing we need to do is put up the shutters.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others and your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and home from hurricane damage? Are you very, somewhat, or not at all certain?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, considering yourself and others and your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain. I don't think anybody can be all the way prepared.
Okay. Please select your top three sources of information: radio, TV, internet, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
TV, as long as it's still on. Radio is the next, by iPhone.
Okay. So you will say internet or social media?
Yeah, internet.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now, our household is probably prepared for maybe a 1 or a 2. So we need to still do more preparation.
Okay. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of child care, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials?
The cost of food and other essentials to get the thing, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Both or just one?
More of an evacuation zone than a flood.
Okay, thank you. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Is it an A, B, C, D, or F?
Are we a C? What's on our car? An A, B, or C? We don't remember, but
Okay. When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued within the first 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within the first 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within the first 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Oh, I think probably at a 3.
Out of 3? Okay. Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To a house nearby, friends and family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
I'd hook up my motorhome and I'd go north.
Okay. As far as possible?
Yeah, well, I guess it would be as far as possible, probably over to Tennessee. In that area, North Carolina.
Okay, within another state. Okay. How many vehicles are available in your home? 1, 2?
2. 2.
Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am very certain that I could come up with $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000.
I'm very certain, yeah. I could come up with $2,000.
Okay. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Decreased or it has increased?
The hurricane rate insurance has it has increased.
Somewhat or significantly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about in the last 3 years?
It's about the same as it was last year, okay. But this year, it went up this year.
Okay. It has remained in the last 5 years, and the last 10 years, it has remained?
No. It increased last year. This year, I don't know what it is because I didn't get my papers yet.
Okay. What about in the last 5 years? It has increased or it has decreased?
Yes, it's increased.
Okay. What about in the last 10 years?
It's increased every year.
Okay, it has increased. Okay, thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage?
I am only able to get one coverage with one company because of our roof and the age of the house.
Oh, so you
So
did nothing, just continue paying higher rate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
Probably 80%.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs or and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
At this point, I'm not moving from my home.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
I've already paid off my mortgage. That's why I don't worry about insurance policies.
Okay, so you have already dropped your insurance?
No, I paid off my home. I have
You paid, okay,
insurance paid off my home.
okay.
So I'm only able to get one kind of insurance because the age of the home and the way the roof was built. So I have
Okay.
no choice but to keep the insurance policy that I have.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not get involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know. I'll get involved in trying to get some money back from the different people, but I
Okay.
don't know what I qualify for.
So do you think federal, state, or local government should try to reimburse you?
Yes. We
All
pay
three of
enough
them?
tax. Yeah, we pay enough taxes to all of them. They should do
Okay,
something.
thank you. Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5.
4.
4. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't understand that question.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, how confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? 1 to 5.
Probably a 4.
4. Okay, what about that the new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
I think they take into account down here and see a good bit about the
Okay.
wind.
Okay, what number would you give that one? 1 through 5?
It's 3.5.
3, okay. What about that the new developments take into account flood risks?
What was the last word you said?
The
What?
new developments take into account flood risk.
I don't think it does take into account flood risk because people have logo points to build their houses, so they have to build the house according to the hurricane.
Okay, so what number you want to give that one? 1 through 5.
4.
4, okay. What about that building codes are strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Three and a half.
3.5. Okay, thank you so much. We are almost done now. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise before we finish. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your that your property or finances will be affected by it?
No.
No. Okay.
I live on most of Florida is very high.
Okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, that's 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
Flood zone was important.
Okay. What else? Neighborhood, school,
neighborhood, neighborhood and school.
Okay, thank you so much. How long have you planned on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20?
I've already lived here more than 20 years.
Okay, so you're planning on staying there for more than 20?
Yeah, as long as
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender? Do you identify as female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your home?
Four.
Any under 12 years old?
No.
Any over 65?
Yes.
How many? One, two?
Two.
Two. Okay, thank you. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Married. Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, high school? College?
College.
College graduate or college graduate degree? Okay. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black American, Asian, Native American?
Hold on one second, sir. It's in there on the second down shelf in the box. It's called in the box. It says Ozempic. O-Z. Well, look for it. I don't need that one right now. I'm sorry. What is the question?
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White
Caucasian, Black American, Asian, Native American?
Just white Caucasian.
White. Okay, thank you. What language is most often spoken at home? English?
English.
Only? Okay.
Yeah.
Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to
less than
70. Okay.
Two of them are 50 less than 75, and my husband and I have Social Security and IRA and stuff like that.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and your feedback. Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.